"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Carol G.
Juan Gabriel.
Christina Aguilera.
What do these three have in common?
You mean apart from impeccable style, chart-topping canciones, and drama?
Facts, yes, all of the above are correct, but most importantly, they're some of the biggest Latin icons in the world. And they're just a few of the game-changing Latin stars we're covering in Becoming an Icon Season 2. Listen to Becoming an Icon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com. Oh, you know, this is like my really, really lucky day. I can't believe my good fortune. Do you ever look in your spam folder? You know, can I give you the list of things I've won just since 7:30 this morning? A Ninja Food XL Pro Grill and Griddle. I won a DeWalt Power Station, a Yeti Cooler, another DeWalt Power Station. I won a tent from Zempire, a Tumi Leather Backpack.
You won this?
I know.
These aren't offers, you know, of cool deals. These are...
No, I want an uni pizza oven. Do you want me to share it with you? Because I don't know. I need a pizza oven.
I don't have a place to put it, but that's a nice thought.
Hysterical. I never really looked at this, but today I just kind of glanced for a second to see all the crap in my spam folder, and you, I just keep winning. I mean, wow. I'm on a roll. I mean, there's one dirty one in there where they want you to, you know.
You might be able to use that. How do you claim the prizes?
By giving yourself. I'll forward it to you if you want to try. I don't want to click anything. a Craftsman generator just came in.
Well, all they want is your Social Security number, probably.
I guess. I don't know how it works. I know
maybe
there are people.
Some credit card numbers.
People with frail minds and brains who actually pursue these things. They can't believe it. It's like still when the phone rings, they pick it up.
Really? Oh, well, when your mind is going, that's what happens. I told you, I know somebody who's got ripped off twice now.
Yeah, who is this person?
I can't tell you on the air.
All right, so tell me off.
It's a real person.
I hope so. I just
possible you
wasn't
met
aware that you're around somebody frail.
It's not frail. I'd classify it as batty.
Oh, batty.
Batty. Yeah.
Oh, okay. And they've been susceptible to these kinds of frauds.
It's pretty easy to talk them into almost anything.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Have you tried to take advantage of that?
No, but if I wanted to come up with a way to do a shakedown, I probably would be successful.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
So it speaks to my character that I haven't tried this.
Yeah, I just I realize they send billions and billions of these out. They just need a few fish. So
yeah, that's right. I mean, it costs nothing to send out emails.
Yeah.
So cheers.
It's a big fishing line in the world of...
even if it's one in a million, that could be...
people, and you're just looking to hook one or two.
You know, and there's a lot of people who are batty, and their minds have gone feeble. And they've lost, I think, what you would describe as your executive decision-making power.
Oh, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
A more conservatorship arguments.
Well, yes.
Yeah, we're big on conservatorship here at the Johnny Ken Show. We need that anywhere. but speaking of fraud... this I didn't even think of before. We know in California, when the pandemic hit and they opened up the floodgates for all the pandemic unemployment claims. Remember that? They expanded it to include people who were self-employed, freelancers, and all that stuff. And basically, the arm was waved. Just let them all in. We'll figure it out later. And of course, we probably got ripped off to the tune of $30 billion was the last estimate. In Illinois, they've charged a bunch of people because in the crowd that did this in California, as in other states, they were prisoners. We know that happened in California, right? People were filing claims using prisoners' names and social security numbers, or prisoners were using people on the outside to file claims for other inmates and share the money with them. In Illinois, apparently a bunch of people thought of this idea. They got paycheck protection checks. Of course, they didn't have any actual businesses. These are inmates. And then they used the money to bail themselves out. It's a good idea. And then when you're on the outside, run.
Why?
Each fraudulently obtained loan was for between $19,000 and $20,000, and the fraud cost taxpayers in that state $500,000. They were inmates at a county jail in Joliet, which is a suburb of Chicago. So they probably shared the information with each other that maybe this is a good way to get your bail money. Oh, of course, in California, we don't really have bail anymore, do we?
No, no. All you need is to pick up maybe a $20 bill somewhere. You'll cover your bail.
Yeah, exactly.
Government workers are just the worst. They really are. This is the worst among us. People who work in government, who design these systems. I've just never seen so many unmotivated failures. It's not hard to stop prisoners from getting fraudulent COVID money.
It's not. Well, the problem in California was they did not want to share the Social Security numbers to check. They didn't bother to look to see if the person claiming was actually in prison.
That wouldn't have been hard to do. That would have been very easy to do a Social Security number check on the prisoners.
Right, because whoever submitted the claim, you take the Social Security number and compare it to a list of inmates' Social Security numbers and say, oh, and you can't give it to that person. They're in jail.
You don't have to do it by hand. You could do it in a fraction of a second with a computer program.
Right.
So that's how little work it took, and they didn't do it because they don't care. Because it's made up money anyway. It's all printed money. I mean, all this bailout money during COVID was invented by the government. It's not even real.
Yeah, I know.
So you can't even call it tax money anymore. I don't know what it is. It's like people are stealing imaginary money.
They also came up with an estimate yesterday that the United States unemployment insurance program was ripped off for about $46 billion. A year ago, they estimated $16 billion in fraud had been identified, but the number a year later has jumped by $30 billion. But I'm thinking, like, the California unemployment fraud is supposed to be $30 billion alone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know if it's counted in that number. I can't really tell from the way this story is written. If so, we're $30 billion of the $45 billion nationwide.
I don't know. Maybe it's $30 on top of the $45
billion. I think it might be. I think that's kind of the state fraud versus the federal.
What jumped out at me on that story is that there were 205,000 Social Security numbers of dead people used to file claims.
Yeah. So nobody compared the numbers to a list of the dead.
No. So somebody got a hold of 205,000 dead people's Social Security numbers. I don't know. I don't know where that... Where do you buy that information?
Right? You hack into some sort of county database of dead people, or I don't know. You often wonder when you see these stories that hackers, and sometimes you might get an email, there's been some sort of data breach. I mean, these are probably some of the things they use them for. Not just identity theft, but maybe to pull off scams like this by having social security numbers to submit for claims.
Yeah.
That's what they're doing with a lot of the money.
And it's real easy to do, and nobody stops you.
So. All right, well, we got a big show today. We do have a couple of rounds of Moistline. We have a hack for the dumpster. We're going to have an update next hour on that big story this week out of Sherman Oaks, where things are so bad in a stretch along Ventura Boulevard with the homeless that people are getting feces hurled at them. And the man who is the subject of that, a business owner, will join us after 3 o'clock because there has been an update to the story. Johnny Ken Show on KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. All right, well, a story we've continued to watch, of course, is the search warrants that were served on the home of the L.A. County Supervisor, Sheila Kuehl. It's an investigation that was originally conducted by the L.A. County Sheriff's Office. Even though Sheriff Villanueva recused himself from it, he has an investigative branch that was doing the investigation. And this was about Kuehl and one of her nonprofit friends, who got a $800,000-plus deal with Metro to operate a very suspicious sex harassment hotline for the buses and trains that got, like, no calls. Whole thing smelled bad.
Patricia Giggins.
And an insider, right, an insider at Metro is the ones that tipped off the sheriff's department to look into this. And so they concluded this to the point where they got a search warrant to search her home. Now, two aspects of this are going on beyond the actual investigation into foul play between Kuehl and her nonprofit friend at Metro. And that's the fact that Kuehl was tipped off to the search warrant, basically told reporters that morning after she walked outside at 7 a.m., barefoot or whatever, that she knew that they were coming. And Steve Gregory, of course, had the breaking news last night that he got a hold of copies of the texts where Sheila Kuehl was told by the L.A. County Counsel's Office and the Inspector General.
He sent
that
me
they
the
were
copies,
coming to her home.
Copies of the text are actually... like snapshots of an email.
Right. So that's going to be another investigation. But something else that came up in the story, particularly in the dreaded El Segundo Times coverage, was, you know, they always want to put some stink to a story. So they came up with this angle that the lead investigator, or a key investigator in the sheriff's office, it's the public corruption unit, is a man by the name of Mark Lilienfeld. And it turns out that he has had a decades-long relationship with the judge who signed the search warrant. So right away, and I think some of their columnists jumped on this too, oh yeah, they just got their buddy to sign off on the search
warrant.
But
they made
this whole thing is foul and stinks.
Yeah, they made it up. I mean, the writer, Aline Chekmedian, and then Robert Abkarian, Steve Lopez, they made stuff up. There was a big lie coming out of the LA Times claiming that there was... basically a favor done between friends, between the judge in the case and
the
detective, lead detective Max Fernandez.
Now, the person that actually went to get the search warrant signed off on by a judge is a man by the name of Max Fernandez. He's a sheriff's sergeant. So he had a ruling by another whole judge who's involved in this thing, too, that it actually turned out to just be a coincidence that he ended up with this judge who has known the investigator for a long time. A coincidence.
Craig Richmond was his name.
Right. Says that Fernandez ended up presenting the probable cause for the warrants to this judge, Craig Richmond. But actually, he went there to get it signed off by another judge named Eleanor Hunter, who was on vacation. So he goes to the bailiff's office. And they said, all right, let's see what's open in court right now. Oh, it's Judge Richmond. Go down there and present your documents. That's it.
So there was
a coincidence.
There was no conspiracy between Max Fernandez and Judge Craig Richmond. That was entirely made up by the staff of the Los Angeles Times. They turned it into a big story, and the story is a zero. It's false. It's fake news.
Right. And this finding was by a Superior Court judge by the name of William Ryan. It was actually made a ruling that they have to stop searching some of the computers involved in the case. But he also, I guess, was presented this aspect of the search and did his investigation, or his staff did. And they turned out, as he wrote, Detective Fernandez did not select Judge Richmond.
So,
at the time, Detective Fernandez didn't even know Judge Richmond, never even heard of him before.
Nothing stops.
And Lilienfeld did not direct him to Judge Richmond.
Nothing stops the LA Times from smearing Sheriff.
They thought they had a good angle there.
No, right. But I mean, this is an outright lie. There should be some kind of like penalty here for these journalists who create these fake stories. You know, nothing bad ever happens to them. They don't even get disciplined at the paper. I mean, when you put out this kind of story smearing people with false information.
Yeah, I mean, the way I read it, they just presented it as a possible.
Sure. Yeah. They worded carefully, but it was a smear. They knew what most people would read this would say, oh, I see. Fernandez knows the judge and their buddies. And so Richmond signed off on this bogus warrant.
It was Lilifeld.
They know what people are going to assume. It's pretty clear. But they worded carefully so they can't be taken into court over it. But it's still fake news. It's just a trick they use to get fake news mainstreamed.
Right.
And that it's just such a dishonest organization.
Apparently, they also reviewed 250 text messages and two voicemails on Sheila Kuehl's phones related to her being tipped off. So that's probably whatever got passed along to Steve.
Yeah.
Because that's he met some guy in a dark alley who gave him
It was in a parking lot.
Yeah, right out of a detective show.
That's right. He was wearing a trench coat, no pants, but he had a folder filled with these.
And he passed them the documents.
We met messages. But,
were they classified or unclassified by Trump? Do we know?
I don't know. But they are real messages because he sent me the photographs of the... I think there were text messages that were copied onto an email. And then he had a photocopy of the email that he photographed.
I don't know what the definition of a device really is, but... According to the paperwork here, they took 67 devices from Sheila Kuehl and Patty Giggins. Do you have 67 devices that you could think of that anybody would seize during an investigation? All right, so it's about 30-something each. I mean, a device I usually think of as a phone or a tablet or a computer.
Or a computer, yeah.
How could you have 30-something of these?
I have a phone, a tablet.
Yeah, you probably have five, maybe.
A laptop and a computer, okay? And my wife has the same. So we have 8 between the two of us.
Yeah, not 30.
I don't know. How do you get to 67 total?
I realize because Kuehl's a supervisor, she might have two phones. Sometimes people have one phone for work and one phone. Sometimes people have three phones, I've seen.
When you have a corruption empire going on.
Yeah, that's right. You need a burner phone. Everything's untraceable.
It's a box of burner phones.
Just my eyes bugged out. Maybe the definition of a device is broader than I am even thinking. Maybe it even includes
67.
A notepad. I have no idea.
Yeah, that one blew by me, that detail.
Yeah. I mean, it says 50 of which have been so far wholly or partially imaged. I guess that means they've gone through it Yeah. Oh, look, they're going to appoint a special master. That's the term we're hearing from the Trump story. A special master.
That's what I want to
sort through the material.
I want to be declared a special master.
And that sounds really cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm going to be a special
master.
It's
like being a fellow. Those are the two titles I long for.
All right, John and Ketch on KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere in the iHeartRadio app. Well, try to imagine we're in Bidenville, but apparently we can't find the desk.
We've lost the theme.
We can't. Yeah. Well, Eric is not in today, and his replacement can't find Bidenville.
Does Eric take the material with him when he's off
locked away? Exactly right. It says under lock and key. Yeah, you have
an
to hack
electronic
to get in
lock.
Biden had something for us to play today. It's been a while since, remember, you used to smell women's hair?
Yes. Used to nuzzle them.
I thought of you because I saw a commercial last night. And, you know, insurance company commercials, oh, God, they run a billion of them. It's the same one over and over again.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I looked at it for a second. I said, I haven't seen this one before. And a guy with a really long beard sits down in front of the insurance guy. And he goes, yeah, I have a problem. After a really good meal, I like to smell my beard. And he lifts it up and he goes... It was kind of funny.
Ew.
Oh, it's also ew, but it was just kind of funny because I never thought about that. Maybe there is a guy out there that after a really good like barbecue meal where it soaks up into the beard, he likes to later on kind of relive it by lifting the beard up and sniffing it. Kind of makes sense, doesn't it?
Well, all the barbecue juice is in there.
That's right. Right. Or like maybe a really good pizza and sauce.
Is that a guy you want to know?
No, and of course the idea was this is a crazy person and the insurance guy is kind of telling him, don't do that. So, well, that was Joe, and people called him Creepy Joe because he was touchy-feely and he liked to smell women's hair. Today, he was speaking in front of a teachers' union, so that's the context of this. And apparently, he looks out into the audience and he recognizes somebody. Let's play the brief audio.
But guess what? We got a lot to do. Gotta say hi to me. We go back a long way. She was 12, I was 30, but anyway. This woman helped me get an awful lot done. Anyway.
He recognizes a teacher in the audience that I guess he met years ago, but I don't really.
She was 12 and I was 30?
So she would not have been like a union teacher organizer. I don't know what she was at the time.
She was a student.
And I don't know how many years ago that was, but he knows how quickly. Well, if he was 30, that's 50 years ago. He's 80.
Right. She'd be in her 60s.
And he picked her out.
I don't know.
Do you think you'd recognize somebody that was 12 and is now 62?
Well, it depends.
That easily?
Depends. Some people don't change a whole lot. But
I think you change a lot from your 12 to 62. I could see 12 to 20 or maybe even 30. If you push.
I don't know.
But 62.
I mean, I don't understand.
You ever looked at pictures of people when they were kids and you're like, you got to be kidding me?
There's a couple of people from my class, like my high school class, who look remarkably the same.
High school, okay.
Yeah.
That gets a ways off, but that's closer than a 12-year-old. But
And then some people look like they got hit by a bus or they ate the bus.
The Heritage Foundation put out a study today. They compiled some data. They did some number crunching. The average American has lost more than $4,000 in annual income since Biden took office, thanks to inflation and higher interest rates, which wipes out people's income gains. As compared to the Trump administration, those are the numbers. They analyzed consumer price data and the Federal Reserve interest rates, and in this report says that Americans have lost the equivalent of $4,200 of income per capita since January 20th, 2021. And these are the things that people actually vote on. People are quite worked up over consumer prices.
Yeah, that's what the vote's going to be on. And he's not going to make up that $4,000.
Not in 2 months.
And so the world's going to be different in January.
Exactly.
In terms of what they do in Washington, D.C., because he's going to lose enough power that he'll be stymied.
Consumer prices have risen 12.7% since January of 2021 when this man took office.
And the good thing is the House is where spending bills originate. You can't get any spending done without the House approving it. And they're going to put the brakes on all this. Because the inflation comes directly from the excessive spending. Didn't you have statistics one day? Something crazy? Like, I don't know, 80% of all the money we've ever printed, we printed just in the last 3 years.
Did I say that? I may have read that
something like that. Yeah, I'll get the exact number. But it's $9 trillion of excess spending from all the programs, and that's what created the inflation. That and the zero interest rates that the Federal Reserve had. So you had all this extra money coming from the government into the economy, and then it was so cheap to borrow money. I mean, that's why the stock market exploded. That's why crypto exploded, because all the players had access to borrow tons of money and then bet on it. Now they've been selling their winnings for the past few months. That's why the stock market is crashing. It's guys who made out big, and they're taking it home.
Right.
So that nonsense will stop in January, at least for 2 years.
Now, in an indication that Biden may be around in 2024, guess where he's going on Tuesday for some kind of a rally? I didn't think Biden did rallies. Remember during COVID, people had to drive up in their cars and wave at him or something? He did a couple of appearances in 2020. And they were like drive-ins, like movie theater drive-ins. He's going to Florida to hold a rally on Tuesday. And they think he's probably going to go after DeSantis in some of his comments. Not that Biden's a firebrand and that'll amount to much, but they'll write something for him that he'll read from a teleprompter.
Oh, honestly, you've got
to concern the flights, the immigrant flights.
You got to be a buffoon. I don't think any intelligent person listens to anything he says. Half of what he says is wrong. Half of them his staff has to deny
walk
half of what
back.
He says. Yeah, I'm not using that term walk back.
I think it's funny. I'd like to use it because it just sounds so dumb.
He says stupid stuff. He says wrong stuff almost every day. He says stuff that's factually just false. He says lots of stuff he doesn't mean. I mean, anybody who listens to Joe Biden talk, you might as well put on the exit bag. That is the biggest waste of time in the world.
Wow. But he may be doing this more for the congressional elections coming up in the fall. But I thought, well, if he's going to Florida, it's a state he lost in 2020. And he's making it look like he's going to run in 24. Like an early test rally? No? See if he's got anything going there. Any fires burning?
Well, like, they're going to try to stop the bleeding for the November midterms. You know, you've got to go out there and do something.
The latest polling tracking I've seen is now up in the air. They had it easily. The Republicans were going to take the House, and they said the Democrats are coming back. Now they don't know.
The Republicans are going to win big.
Do you think so, huh? You're the House, sticking with that?
Oh, yeah. Because of what the first thing you said, $4,000 people are down in the last 2 years.
That's a big determinant.
Yeah, that's a determinant.
In the end, that's a lot of
the rest is just the progressive news media doing their cheerleading routine. So they create a bunch of fake issues.
Well, yeah, the headline today is that the abortion issue is bringing them in, and it may save the Democrats.
Oh, God, the people who were turned on by the abortion issue were going to vote for Democrats anyway.
Yeah, they were probably already there. This is all about turnout. And the economy is usually a big determinant of
media's hype and nonsense.
All right, we've got more coming up. We are going to be talking after 3 o'clock once again to our business owner in Sherman Oaks, who is at his wit's end with the mentally ill homeless on the sidewalk outside his business, including one that hurled a bag of feces at his car. It's been a new development. John and Ken show on KFI AM 640 live everywhere in the iHeartRadio app. Yeah, welcome to LA. We're hurling your feces at people. You know what? Doesn't get much of a response from the police or your local city council rep. Anyway, that's the story we did a couple of days ago. We're going to do an update after 3 o'clock. There has been a development in the case. We're going to talk to a business owner in Sherman Oaks who was subject to that treatment. The bag of feces hit the guy's car, and not him personally. But he has been hounded by homeless people outside of his business for some time now. And one of the remarkable things about the story is he was sending proof, video, photos to his council rep. This is Nithya Raman, whose response basically was to ignore it and then to say, stop threatening me.
Yeah, Nithya Raman.
Considering it's sort of obscene because in some cases the man's pants are down in the picture.
Yeah, Nithya Raman is this weird member of the Democratic Socialists of America, the DSA. This is a radical fringe party that embraces rampant destruction of civilized life. They're all for criminals running the streets. They're all for homeless people dying in the streets. They want all the jails closed and all the law enforcement defunded, dissolved. And she's a crazy radical. And she's finally approached by Gina Silver from Fox 11, who actually had to ask her, what would it feel like if somebody threw feces at you? Imagine this, a reporter desperately trying to break through Nithya Raman's skull.
Get some kind of answer that people can understand.
Some
right?
kind of empathy here. Do you know what it's like to get feces thrown at you? How would you feel?
And doesn't that mean this has gone too far and we should do something?
Apparently
when people
not.
Are hurling feces?
Apparently not. She turned on, it's Paul Scrivano. We had him on a couple of days ago. He's a real fireball. And this is the treatment he got from Nithya Raman. It was almost like a threat saying, you're sending me obscene material. She made it sound like she was going to try to get him arrested.
We will play Gina Silva's update report right after the news. That's from Fox 11. And then we'll talk to Paul at 3:05. This story from Michigan really has a kicker to it because, we'll get to that. Back in December of 2019, you got to be careful who you meet on these dating hookup apps. One of the more well-known ones is Grindr, Grindr. It's for gay, bisexual, and trans men. In December of 2019, a hairdresser in Michigan named Kevin Bacon, not the actor, just happened to have the same name, did respond on Grindr and went to the home of a man by the name of Mark Latunsky. Well, that's the last we saw of Kevin Bacon because Latunsky knocked him out, stabbed him in the back, then removed parts of his body, took him to the kitchen and cooked him up and ate him.
Deborah, you want to guess what parts Latunsky ate?
I can imagine.
He told That's cops disgusting. That he cut off Bacon's testicles and ate them.
That's like those Rocky Mountain oysters, right?
Certain animals, People do.
You know, I just ran into someone recently that fell for that, didn't know that's what that was. It was years ago when they ate them. I was like, hey, you're kidding me.
If that's all that was available, I'd become a vegan.
Well, that's a promise, huh?
Gonna work on that.
Bacon's corpse was found hanging from the rafters of Latunsky's basement with rope tied around his ankles, his throat slit, and body parts removed, including those testicles.
Yeah, Latunsky had first pled not guilty, got the insanity defense, but now apparently the development is he's come clean and admitted in detail exactly what he did to Kevin Bacon.
He's got the Manson beard going.
His attorney told him not to do that. You have a history of mental illness. Keep going with that. But apparently he decided to plead guilty anyway.
You know, if I don't know I've never gone on one of these dating apps. And I would never go, even if I was single, because that's what you could run into. You could run into a Latunsky, all right?
You could, yes.
Yeah. And if I saw his photo on my app, I don't know who in their right mind would swipe him, connect with him. I mean, he looks like a guy who eats men's testicles.
Yeah, And by the way, he was 50 years old at the time. These guys weren't even close in age. The dead guy is only 25.
I mean, that's just...
Did he send like a fake picture or some fake information? I don't know.
But what do you think is going to happen? You go on a dating app. You choose a guy who resembles Charles Manson. You think you're going to get out of there alive?
The terrible thing,
I don't understand the decisions people make.
He hung him upside down in the basement like they do like a side of beef. I guess to let the blood drain out.
Oh, is that what they do with cattle?
Yeah. Do you ever see the sides of beef that are hanging in like the
I know.
Those butcher warehouses?
Yeah, I never knew why they did that.
I think it's to drain the fluids. Yeah. Usually the floor usually has like a trap on it to collect the.
So how many times?
Oh, look at that. See, during the fall of 2019, before this happened, I just found another story. Troopers responded to a call of a partially clothed man being chased out of Latunsky's house. That isn't enough to put the clamps on this guy?
And how many
of these... This is a lot like Jeffrey Dahmer, isn't it?
Yeah, and how many...
Isn't that how they caught Dahmer? Some kid escaped?
This is not his first meal. He's 50-something. He's eaten other guys.
He was also in a kidnapping case in 2013, but they found him incompetent to stand trial.
Yeah. There you go.
And then eventually the victim dismissed the charges.
What a stupid
system. So this guy's gotten away a couple times before he ate the hairdresser.
He's eaten other people.
The
stupid authorities don't put him in a mental institution. Or what they should do is kill him. Now they should kill him.
No. Kill him.
Don't go on a dating app.
Well, it is hard for people to meet people these days.
Oh, no, it's not. Just go out and embrace the world. Talk to people. They'll talk back.
And I wouldn't even classify it. Most people, I don't think Grindr's much of a dating app. It's called the hookup app. It's really just about like a one night.
That's true.
A one night meal?
I don't think. Is there cannibal?
Ooh.
Is there a cannibal app?
I don't think there's... We've learned in Germany in some places there are men that volunteer for this, yes.
Really?
Yeah, it's
yeah, true. But not to be killed, but to perhaps have other, things cut off.
To have amputations.
Yes, apparently that is a very strange...
The sexually pleased.
...election.
Yeah.
All right, coming up next, an update on our story from earlier this week out of Sherman Oaks, in which the homeless... have taken over the sidewalks in front of businesses on a stretch of Ventura Boulevard, including one guy who hurls feces in a bag. There has been a new development. Our guest is a business owner. Coming up.
John and Ken Show. Deborah Mark has the news. KFI AM 640. Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Carol G.
Juan Gabriel.
Christina Aguilera.
What do these three have in common?
You mean apart from impeccable style, chart-topping canciones, and drama?
Facts, yes, all of the above are correct, but most importantly, they're some of the biggest Latin icons in the world. And they're just a few of the game-changing Latin stars we're covering in Becoming an Icon Season 2. Listen to Becoming an Icon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.